Wake up with the K-Rock Morning Crew.
Question for you. You're a mom, right?
I think so.
Have you ever thrown out any of your son True's collectible cards? Meaning it could be like baseball cards, it could be, you know, I don't know, Skylander cards, whatever they have cards for these days.
Oh, Pokemon is still a big thing, and I don't understand the game, but he cherishes those Pokemon cards.
And he should. Do you know how much the most expensive Pokemon card here was actually just sold? It's the rarest Pokemon card of all time. It's a Pikachu Illustrator card. And guess how much it sold for? Mint condition Pikachu card.
$300.
Not so much. Maybe add $19,700 to that.
What?
$20 is what that sold for. Yeah, because people think that it's just sports cards that are worth a lot of coin, right? Like, you know, for a guy my age growing up, you know, who didn't, you know, fling a Wayne Gretzky rookie card against the wall playing, you know, closest to the wall or, you know, leansies and, you know, you just playing hockey cards in the schoolyard. You wrecked all your cards. But World of Warcraft cards... Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Do you remember those Garbage Pail Kid cards?
No, I have no idea what those are. Pokemon cards. They're all selling for, like, you know, anywhere from hundreds of dollars up to thousands of dollars.
I used to have hundreds of Garbage Pail Kid cards.
Really? I've never even heard of those.
They were a spinoff on Cabbage Patch Kids, and there was a big movie with Mackenzie Astin in it. It was a huge thing in the 80s.
I used to have a Bobby Orr rookie card. He was a hockey player, Sarah.
Oh, okay. Was he part of Pokemon?
Not so much, no.
Jeff, Sarah, and Tony, the K-Rock Morning Crew. Weekday mornings on K-Rock 105.7.